Last year, New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney introduced H.R. 7069, the Restoring the Integrity of American Statistics Act of 2008. Last week, she told me that when Congress returns to session in the next week or so, she plans on reintroducing her bill in the House.
One of the problems that the census always has is that we conduct the census every 10 years, and it's vitally important, but you must plan it for 10 years. If you get off schedule, if you misappropriate or don't appropriate enough funds, then you can get off schedule so that you cannot have a proper census. And one of the challenges is that the Census Department is constantly fighting for their funds because Commerce wants to take them, and they'll say, oh, we don't need to fund the census now. It's going to be in 10 years. We'll take that money away and give it over here where we need. There's always a scramble for money. But the census is very important. So if it was independent, then Commerce could not come in and take the money away.
We did some research and found some people who know a thing or two about the census who like Maloney's bill. Among them, Professor Kenneth Pruitt from Columbia University in New York, a former Census Bureau director from 1998 to 2001, and the official who helped direct the last decennial census.
Very supportive. I was one of six living ex-directors of the Census Bureau to sign a letter of endorsement. I think every living ex-director signed that, every living ex-director at the time signed that letter, which is to say each of us had an experience on our own departments of commerce that suggested we might have done the job more efficiently, been able to report to Congress more with greater specificity and more quickly, if we were not housed inside the Department of Commerce. More generally, I actually, in something I wrote after I left the Census Bureau in 2003, I urged that the Census Bureau become an independent agency reporting directly to the president, making it similar to the National Science Foundation or NASA or the National Institutes of Health and so forth, because I see the Census Bureau's activities as fundamentally scientific in nature.
In our next report,
being an independent agency, I think, would make the Census Bureau and its numbers beyond reproach.
And why is the Census Bureau part of the Department of Commerce in the first place? On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.